From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says the number of air marshals on board airlines will be increased after the Christmas Day bombing attempt. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
President Obama has ordered the Department of Homeland Security to aggressively pursue steps to increase aviation security. The department will move ahead with previous plans to deploy more full-body scanners at U.S. airports and work with the Department of Energy to develop next-generation screening technologies. Napolitano says her department will also strengthen the presence and capacity of aviation law enforcement.
This includes increasing the number of federal air marshals. And we will begin by deploying law enforcement officers from across the Department of Homeland Security to help fulfill this important role.
It's likely officers from the Border Patrol and Customs and Immigration Enforcement will be asked to join the numbers of air marshals. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Sunday's security breach at Newark Liberty International Airport has been traced to a man who took advantage of an unattended guard post so that he could greet a woman as she got off a plane. A surveillance video shows the post was unattended for several seconds. The result was a six-hour shutdown of the terminal. The video was released at the insistence of New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg. The State Department says an American held in Cuba was not a spy. The Cubans say otherwise, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
A Cuban official said that a U.S. contractor detained last month for distributing communications equipment worked for the American Secret Services. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said that's false.
Cuba has a history of mischaracterizing what Americans and NGOs in Cuba are doing. But this person is not associated with our intelligence services.
Neither the U.S. nor Cuba has identified the man who was working for a Maryland-based company called Development Alternatives. Crowley said the individual was there to help Cubans do what citizens all over the world can do, connect with the Internet. And he said the U.S. won't step back from what he called that critical foreign policy objective. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Palestinian witnesses say Israeli aircraft fired missiles at smuggling tunnels and other Hamas targets in Gaza City Friday. The Israeli military had no immediate comment. The strikes came after a rocket fired from Gaza into Israel. Leaflets were dropped by Israeli aircraft Thursday, warning residents in Gaza City to stay away from tunnels and border areas. Pentagon sources say Defense Secretary Robert Gates will keep his job for at least one more year. Gates served under the Bush administration and agreed to remain in the job after President Obama took office. Mr. Obama said he was seeking to maintain stability at the Pentagon at a time of two wars. This is NPR News. The Department of Justice says it will review Comcast Corporation's $30 billion deal to take control of NBC Universal. Joel Rose has the story.
The proposed deal would give Comcast, the nation's largest cable operator, control of a major broadcast network, 26 TV stations, a handful of cable channels, and a movie studio. Both Comcast and NBC also deliver video content online. Public interest groups have expressed concern about concentrating so many media outlets in a single company and that the new entity would control creation of content and distribution. Some of those critics welcomed the announcement that the Justice Department would be scrutinizing the deal. Federal Communications Commission is conducting its own review, and members of Congress will get their shot, too. The heads of Comcast and NBC Universal are expected to testify before a Senate subcommittee in the coming weeks. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.
The coldest spot in the nation today was Bismarck, North Dakota, where the temperature was 14 below zero, with wind chills of minus 52. State troopers there urged travelers to carry at least a half a tank of gas, warm clothes, blankets, and other supplies. South Dakota and Minnesota had to contend with heavy snow and ice, as well as freezing temperatures. Some drifts were too high for plows to handle. Six snowplows in Illinois were involved in accidents. By Friday morning, parts of Wisconsin could see up to 12 inches of snow. Major roads have been closed in several states, including Virginia, because of snow. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 33 points today to close at 10,606. The Nasdaq lost a point. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.